Yo, family, welcome to another episode of Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment. We're your host. I'm Horace the Pharaoh.
It's the God, Don the Ascended.
And your boy, Rob the God, back to another banger for the people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The team is back. You know, Don and I, we're together. It's been a minute since we have been able to record stuff together in a while. So once everything clears up with the semester, the team, we're going to all be together to record. So one, y'all going to get some better audio because we know that audio will be lacking.
Yeah, that little delay from being miles apart. Yeah.
Yeah. But we want to say, you know, shout out to all the new, the old, and the future listeners to the show. We appreciate every one of y'all. We just hit over 3,000 plays, over 3,100.
3,000! I don't got to blow a horn so I make the noise. So.
Yeah, you goofy, son. But. We just want to shout out all the people for all the support, you know, through the past year, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So,
without further ado, we're going to go ahead and jump into this topic. You feel me?
Mm.
So today's topic is essentially we're going to go over the mindset of the people in this day and age, essentially based on how everything's been moving with the world regarding the vaccine, regarding COVID, regarding crypto, everything, our overall general synopsis of how the world is moving and how to actually move in these times and what the signs are being shown. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
All I would say is don't get caught up, bro. There's so much BS going on nowadays, especially in the media, bro. It's everywhere, bro. They trying to push this agenda so hard. And like, even if you know, you're indifferent on the topics that they're trying to push. The fact that they are pushing these topics and they have so many people swayed in any direction, you feel me? It's mm-hmm. like this world, just the behaviors of people, it's crazy, man. That's really the only word I can use to describe it, but it's crazy what's going on. All
right. So, to start off, let's surmise what happened in 2020. We know 2020 was the opening of many portals and overlapping of many timelines. So this is where I get the statement, multiple things can be true at the same time in one reality, right? This is your post-endgame right here, you feel me? This is mm-hmm. all your alternate timelines coming to realization. And so 2020, as a result of COVID, looking at people in general, we've found ourselves in a welfare society now. Well, where people no longer want to go out and get everything. We want to hand it to you, aka the STEMI, right? Your stimulus checks. But at mm-hmm. the same time, it's never been easier to become a millionaire. So in the time when it's easiest becoming a millionaire, they want you to rely on them the most. You see how that contradicts the whole aspect of keeping you lower so you can't elevate to your highest degree.
I mean, mm-hmm. it's people in the mindset of I don't have to venture outward. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? If everything I got is right here. But think about it like this. If they want to keep you down, they're going to throw you a little bone or some shit just to get you occupied, just to get you satisfied. So that way you'll never realize what you can truly accomplish. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, they can't look past what amount may lie in front of them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They can't pass that at the bigger picture. They see what's in front of them and like, all right, I can mm-hmm. use this. And granted, many people can use that, but it's steps beyond that. Like, you can't get complacent with them just handing you stuff, man. You got to go out there and take what's yours, what's really yours.
Mm-hmm.
You want to add on to that, Roger?
Oh, no. See, I say it draws comparison to like, have you ever heard like when a huntsman say if you overfeed like a hunt dog or some animal, they will lose their instinct because they'll become too domesticated, too complacent?
Right. For sure.
That's basically the equivalent of what they're doing. They're saying, oh, they have a chance of making money themselves. Let's throw them a little bone. So, oh, the government give me money. I don't got to worry. I just sit back and chill. Give me a little haircut. Buy me some shoes. I'm chilling.
And we know this stuff ain't by chance because it just so happens during this welfare mindset where they throwing you the stimulus check that you're supposed to be using for rent, bills, and et cetera, redoing everything else. But things like crypto have finally reached the true, it was already mainstream, but now it's reached the true mainstream. And the idea with that is once something is mainstream, it's usually too late. As in, the volume of amount of people that know is already packed. This is now, it's now old news to everyone else. You feel me? And don't get me wrong, when I say crypto is still the future, it's old news. You feel me?
Yeah.
The dudes that invested in Bitcoin back in 2012, 2010, they done. You feel me? They got majority of those Bitcoin. So it's you fighting against your own people to get the most Bitcoin at this point.
But it's really crazy because I've heard so many people talking about, oh, I bought this many Bitcoin back in whenever knows where, and they sold it too early because they bailed out on it. Meanwhile, when you look at what it's about worth now, they're like, oh my God, I could have had a couple like bands going. Like it's crazy to me.
And well, I mean, we already know crypto is the future because, as we said in earlier episodes, that the dollar, well, fiat currency itself is dying in the world. People are starting to realize that this piece of paper that you write, the piece of paper that you use to give someone to buy a candy bar, is the same piece of paper you're using on to write your homework on. So that I don't know why it took us so long to realize that it was the same thing, and we got people killing each other over. You know what I'm saying? And now the realization that it's fiat currency has the value of not only the dollar, but any currency that relies on paper. It's like, you know, fiat dollars is decreasing at an alarming rate.
So instead of actual valuable like materials.
Right. This is why all the economies in Africa primarily have skyrocketed, because all this stuff is based on precious metals, right? Commodities, silver, your gold, your copper, your rhodium, all these actual elements are real currency because they have value, not necessarily to someone's preference, but to the planet. And someone pick up there.
Bro, I think I lost it
for a second.
They just dropped it by.
You know when you're going in and you get it.
That boy said, you know when the
MS said, all right, somebody take the reins.
Oh, shit.
Nah, it's facts though, because I seen a figure, it was an article a few months ago, and it was talking about the global economies like around the world or whatever. And it was saying how only third world countries, you know, quote unquote, third world countries and nations in Africa were the ones whose economies actually improved during the pandemic. And it's because, like you said, these are countries that didn't rely on this pretty much this fake currency. Right. You know what I'm saying? They were already on a system that, you know, was immune to whatever this pandemic was talking about. Because once all this little fake currency, that stuff, the value goes up, down, fluctuate, whatever. Real material, that material is always going to hold its value. You know what I'm saying?
Either holds or appreciates. It's all one or the other. It's going to be worth the same or more than what it got it when you had it.
Right. Exactly. So it's like, you know, looking over time, it was inevitable for those particular nations to improve their economy.
And I think that's a good point to make, because, like, when you watch movies that are based on dystopian societies, right? Funny enough, I was watching The Lorax today, right? I was watching The Lorax. Okay. I just remember it hit me as a child, because I remember them cutting them trees down and how they couldn't breathe, and I just found that funny. But I was watching it today, how they live in this futuristic society. Turn to whatever color they need to, and to provide what they need. But at the same time, if you left the outer bounds of the city, it was nothing but dark and smog where people couldn't do anything. And that's just a movie that I watched, but in general, when you look at these dystopian movies, they also tend to, they're futuristic, but they rely on the oldest known methods to survive. For example, they'll be farming, you feel me? They'll be farming at an alarming rate and have technology that could cure cancer at the same time. So there's no in between. It's like a mix of the digital world with the old world. And that's what we're going
to
now.
Piggybacking off what you say, do you realize that in The Lorax, how they fool like everybody within the mountain to see that like trees didn't produce oxygen themselves? They had to buy it. Like the only person that knew that was like the boss that was actually selling air, and they were praising that man like he was God or something.
Yep, he was selling clean air to the people because people didn't know what clean air was. Because it's just like that today. If you don't know what's going on around you, you're a slave to anyone who knows. You know what I'm saying? That's why information is so important.
Your ignorance could put you at someone's mercy just like that, bro. If you think somebody has the power, to give you something that you need, once you realize that you can get to it yourself, you break the chains, bro. And that's exactly what this modern day economy is. Realizing that we don't need them anymore, bro. We can do everything we need to ourselves. But like we said in the beginning, if you can't, you know, get that false image, that facade from in front of your eyes, you'll never be able to see the truth.
Right.
Oh, and another.
Go ahead.
What did I say? Go ahead, bro. Oh, no, I was saying when you were describing how you could still rely on, let's say, older techniques, but still have advanced. Now, I was thinking of Wakanda immediately. Like, that's the first thing popped in my head. They were up here herding rhinoceros, growing, farming for their food, but they had the lab where, you know, oh, we can reprogram the vision. What, like you can make androids in here? Oh, yeah, we're advanced. We're advanced.
Again, that relates to duality. That's the balance. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we live in a world without balance. Why do you think NFTs are becoming so big right now, where people are creating digital stores and selling stuff out the stores in the NFT world? It's the Sims in real life. How you can have a digital, it's like in Ready Player One at the same time. Some people are already starting to get their players. So you can have something for the digital world and still rely on the old world. But the way our world is moving, they're trying to have you looking like Ready Player One, where you only want to be in the digital world. You take it off and everything around you is destroyed.
That man was living like, had like five people in a one bedroom apartment. It was just real, just terrible.
It was like the corner of an apartment was 10 people, really. And they were stacked on top of 20 more of those per person. And so when you look at that in today's economy, think about the current state of the world, right? If we look at people constantly talking about global warming and stuff like that, if we take it to a metaphysical standpoint, right? As above, as below, what happens when you get really hot? You're usually suffering from a fever. Mm-hmm. That same thing should be applied to the earth. The earth going through a fever. It burning y'all up now. You know what I'm saying? Or it's cold in some places. It's cold beyond comparison, right?
Mm-hmm. Did y'all ever see that movie? Was it Geostorm?
I know what you're talking about. But I didn't watch it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, but yeah, but it was a quote in the movie saying, "Remember, think of the Earth as a living being. It's the same relationship. Either parasite infects host and kills host, or host defends itself and kills the parasite. And we're the parasite in that scenario.
We hear that time and time again through media." Every time I read that in the comic book, it was an Avengers comic, matter of fact, and it was talking about how the only reason humans were here was because a celestial being died on the planet Earth, and its blood breathed in humans, which was the infection on the planet. And so the reason why the Avengers or stuff you see in Marvel movies constantly happens is because the planet is trying to rid itself of that said infection constantly. And it just can't seem to get rid of it till it has to be drastic measures. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, and on top of what we already going through with the world, we also have this control factor of the world now reaching a new maximum, right? And one big topic regarding this control factor is the elephant in the room, the vaccine going on with COVID. You feel what I'm saying? And there's so much, not only misinformation, but just, no one wants to research anything for themselves. We just want to go. I'm not telling you to support it or don't support it. I'm going to still tell you don't support it. But at the end of the day, no one wants to do their own research. And that's where my problem comes in with this new society. No one wants to do the work to themselves and make up their own mind about it.
Bro, it'd be so many billboards and shit about the vaccine. And it's like, ever since I seen the movie They Live, I can never unsee. Like I can never look at billboards the same. Like I see a billboard and it's like get vaccinated, and to me it just looks like obey. You know what I'm saying? Like obey the
command. Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Billboard, get vaccinated. Do it for your loved ones. Do it for this person. Like
we're watching. Protect your fellow man.
Exactly, bro. And it's like y'all make this sound so nice and friendly, but it's literally propaganda. You know what I'm saying? Literally trying to get you to do something against your will. You know what I'm saying? I mean, whether or not you want to do it, it's the fact that they're putting this right in front of your face. This is programming.
Right.
That's what it is. That's programming.
And
they doing every method of persuasion in the book, man. They're throwing it right at us.
When you go back in history, when you had the AIDS outbreak, they didn't push getting checked for AIDS and curing your AIDS as much. They just wanted you to know there's a huge AIDS outbreak, right? How come mm-hmm. They came up with a COVID vaccine in 6 months, but we've been researching the cure for cancer for 40 years. That type of logic, I mean, no one should have cancer, right?
Exactly.
And on top of that, the difference is, of course, I tell people time and time again, the pharmaceutical industry relies on money. There's no money mm-hmm. in a cure of anything. That's why
the money's in the treatment. Yes, sir.
COVID vaccine, there's a chance you can still get the vaccine because there's now apparently 88 new strains.
Bro, I be thinking about that too. I be like, bro, they be pushing this vaccine, but watch how this is going to be like the calm before the storm, bro. I'm telling you. Watch how this whole vaccine thing going to happen. Everybody going to get vaccinated. They going to be like, all right, boom. It's some new shit that just came around and we got to make another vaccine. So everybody just going to have to panic again. And it's going to be stupid. It's like, when we realize that all of this is BS at the end of the day. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can tell you whatever narrative they want to tell you about that vaccine, dog. They can tell you, oh, this vaccine is 100% effective. They can never be scared of COVID again in their life, bro.
Right. And it could all simply be placebo effect. And exactly. My issue is that they got you believe it, and now they're using your magic against you. Your magic is simply you believe in, well, I can't get sick, so I won't get sick. And you claim it and affirm it without doubt, and just like that, you mm-hmm. won't get sick again. But my issue comes with the type of ignorance that comes with the posing the question or asking mm-hmm. people how they feel about it. Some people say you are a menace if you don't get the vaccine. And I was like, well, that's too bad. I guess I'm a menace.
You know, the argument I hate the most, like I tell people, man, I don't need a vaccine because what is a vaccine supposed to do? It's supposed to bolster your immune system pretty much, right?
So right.
It's supposed to help mm-hmm. what you already have fight off what may, you know, come upon you, right? Mm-hmm. I tell people that my immune system is fine. Like, my immune system has that defense built up on its own, you know what I'm saying? And I take the necessary steps in order to protect my own immune system, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be exercising daily, going out, getting your sunlight, you know, mm-hmm. sea moss, you know what I'm saying? Just picked up a batch from my boy Horace in the Fam the other day.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, like, I don't get sick. I stay healthy. I'm always healthy. You know what I'm saying? People say, oh, you can't say that. You can't say that. I'm like, you know me for how long? Have I ever been sick? No. Okay then, right? So you can't tell me that I don't get sick. You feel me? And right. then people be like, oh, well, you sound selfish. Like, you don't care about others. Notice how I ain't say nothing about nobody else. I only say, I'm talking about me. Right. What everybody else do, that's on them. You feel me? Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't have no issue with somebody who want the vaccine. You feel me? I just want to spread information and get people to thinking so they can think on their own. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But as far as your own personal choice, they ain't got nothing to do with me. You right. feel me? So that whole argument, oh, you're not being considerate for your fellow man, I feel like that's BS, bro. Like, all of that stuff is stupid. Because whatever I do, people going to do what they want to do regardless at the end of the day. You feel me?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Another issue is that people always, when I have these conversations, they often tell me about the death count of COVID, to which I then go pull up death counts of cancer, diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, heart failure. And I see these numbers are at least 10 times that of COVID, if mm-hmm. not 100 times, or just people diagnosed with it has exceeded what COVID, even though COVID's only been here for a year, that's no different than the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And my issue then becomes, what is the bigger issue? Because, okay, on top of that, 99% of the people that have died from COVID have had other symptoms, aka being diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and et cetera. So if you're telling me this disease functions off of you, has a higher chance of killing you if you are in optimal health,
mm-hmm.
to reduce it, you got to put two and two together. And this isn't no conspiracy information. Look it up for yourself. I tell everybody to look up the information for themselves. I had a conversation with a coworker. This is off topic, but it just shows how this world is engineered to make you not think and not question. I had a conversation mm-hmm. with a coworker. I told him, well, we was talking about losing and gaining weight. And I said, how I've been trying to gain weight to gain muscle. And I was saying how gaining weight is harder than losing weight. And she tried to debate me about it, to which I asked her a simple question. Have you seen someone gain 20 pounds in a week? And then they just looked at me like I was crazy. Like, I mean, if you sit around and eat, I said, no. I said, don't make no bullshit excuse to justify gaining 20 pounds in a week.
Your body weight cannot handle putting on that much weight, but you can lose that weight.
There was a show called, and then her claim then supported my claim by saying, you ever seen The Biggest Loser? Said, them people was losing like 30 pounds a week. I said, did they gain 30 pounds in a week? Because I ain't seen that. I ain't seen no one gain 30 pounds in a week. But that little tangent right there is to show how, then I asked her, I said, just look it up. I said, don't listen to me. Just look it up for yourself. Create your own opinion. Stop living in the opinion of what someone on the screen told you. And they'll say, well, no, I thought that myself. And I said, oh, what made you think that? Well, when I watched such and such, it made me think. No, it didn't. It thought for you. You at no point turned off and said, let me go look this up and see, do I truly feel this way about said topic, right?
Or am I just digesting somebody else's mentality?
Right. That's another thing. That's you might as well be a clone at that point, right? That's the whole sheep mentality. And it isn't to go against the grain of the world or anything, but it's what Don says. It's supposed to question the people. Why are we in a society to where COVID is now more deadly than diabetes and cancer, and those numbers still outweigh COVID by far, right?
But they don't want to put the burger down. The
same way we push COVID.
But they don't want to put the burger down and the fries and the extra large milkshake.
It ain't even about that. It's just the fact that the same things that, all right, both of these are killing people. Why is only one getting attention, right? Why is one getting a cure and the other just getting research? Because there's a difference between research. They tell you exactly what they're doing, researching, right?
I feel like, why is it that this particular topic, we're so proactive about it? You know what I'm saying? We ain't never been proactive about no other topic.
Right.
Think about it. It can be some dangerous shit too. Global warming, forests literally dying. Like, without these forests, we would die. Don't worry about that. Bees going extinct. Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah.
We won't die without that shit. Bad water supply. Don't worry about that.
Right. Man. We got people in Flint. The dude, the owner of Nestle. What's that water? Nestle, the one that no one drink anyway.
Nestle, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
name, Nestle. What is wrong with you? And homie said water is a luxury.
Right? Huh?
This dude got in an interview and said water is a luxury. He feels that it should be bought and paid for. We got issues like this, but you worry about a shot. And your priorities is screwed beyond comparison if you worry about a shot in a virus that can be cured simply by you taking care of your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got these people bought and paid for. The Rock said he had COVID. At that point, I knew it was a game. You feel me? This man work out 8 days a week. You feel me?
He work up at 4 o'clock to begin so he get more workouts in. Like, that's some crazy stuff.
My mama seen him at a restaurant eating nothing but lettuce on the plate. Telling me he got COVID. Then he asking for plasma on Hulu commercials, asking for plasma from you. What plasma got to do with a virus, right? But that's another tangent. My point is, we living in this society that's becoming more and more control-based. They want to take away, they've already took away your free thinking, but now it's to the point where now you ain't nothing but the people in Wally, right?
I didn't realize that as a youth. As I'm older, I realized, wow, these people are really brought to almost uselessness. They couldn't do nothing for themselves. He couldn't get out the chair.
They couldn't even eat. The machine had to recline them so they can swallow their drink. The food wasn't
the climax of the movie was when the ship captain actually was able to stand up and grab the steering wheel and turn him off. Like, what?
And the fact that's no different than today. Maybe in a different concept, but I don't even think we're far from that, just how people operate these days. You know what I'm saying?
It's like metaphorically looking at it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We can't do nothing for ourselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At least when it comes mentally.
Which is why you have people resorting to the digital world. To escape reality. But it's not the same way as escaping reality as in going to talk to your ancestors or, you know what I'm saying? Like when Black Panther would talk to his ancestors with the tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a reality within a reality. Because we know this reality now was just constructed by the ego. So now you have a reality within a reality. So now you got artificial fractals in your universe, G. And you don't even know what's real.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's like one episode of Rick and Morty. where they kept going deeper and deeper, like every
into the dreams. I know what you're talking about, bro.
Same thing, just like with the dreams, they kept going to the dreams of someone's dreams, of someone's dreams, of someone's dreams. And this is the same. This is the same thing going on now. And so, what's gonna happen is we're gonna have. I mean, it's, everything is etched in the stars already, right? Whether it's cardiology, astrology, whatever you want to use, numerology, everything is already predetermined.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're seeing now, at the same time as we're seeing this, we're seeing the evolution of people. We have those people who are actually becoming to, or walking into, you know, this awakening. But at the same time, you're not able to see everything more clear with the other people. It's never been the clear to me that the people are stupid. Ever in my life at this point, and it's to the point where, of course, like we know this vaccine, they're seeking to get the baby boomers out of here, right? And I think people don't like to think that people are capable of such horrific things. You know what I'm saying? Like I always tell people, the baby boomers is the biggest generation, and they brought Social Security. They the biggest liability of the government. Why do you think the vaccine is catered towards them before anyone else, right? Because the other day in Atlanta, it was a mass vaccine place that got shut down because everybody was getting the shot was falling out.
Dang.
Why didn't that make the news, right?
Crazy.
I say, why? That's the first time I'm hearing about that.
People falling out, they shut that thing down. Motherfuckers dropping like zombies. They weren't dying, but it was passing out. You shouldn't pass out from no shot, right? You got people treating the shot like it's. I guess reparations. And then on top of that, it, this shows where your true loyalty is lie. How come this same effort and mindset isn't being pushed for your reparations that you've been asking for so long, right?
It's crazy. They can literally pass a however many trillion dollars stimulus bill, but then reparations is nowhere to be found. It's like, right, showing us how and easy it
is. This is what they're going to do and make you feel bad. They're going to tell you the stimulus was your reparations. They split it across the whole population. They ain't even give it to you. They gave it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Even you, not even your black ass. I'm telling you, man. And you too blinded by everything going on to see. You don't want to be self-sufficient. You want to rely on everything society gives you instead of having a backup plan for when everything hits the fan. How come every movie in the future look the same? Right? You see, the outside is a barren wasteland that you can never go touch because it's stuff beyond comparison out there. And the inside is to make you believe everything is good and that you only need the inside to live. And there's always someone pushing the grain and trying to kill that person off rip because he's thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can name about 10 movies off through it. Maze Runner, right?
Astro Boy. What's it called? The dang, not Purge. What's it called? What's it called? Dang! What's it called? I can't think. I missed the movie with Jennifer Lawrence. What's it called?
Games?
Yes, there we go. God, was on tip of my tongue.
Yep. And all these things are symbolic of one another. How come no one has ever made a dystopian movie where everything starts bad and ends good? Because that does not make sense. That is not a very accurate depiction of what goes on because we've been yet to see anything that has done otherwise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at the current restrictions they're placing on certain people with vaccines. They are, especially in places like New York and California, where you can't travel via plane without a vaccine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or some places they're thinking about implementing, you cannot get your driver license renewed without getting a vaccine.
No, that's ridiculous.
What is the correlation between your driver's
license? That means no thing. What if I'm just driving around my block? What, I had a vaccine to do that?
In that case, the same thing would be applied for the flu, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it was that serious, because people die from the flu every year too.
Don't get on no idea, man. Nah, you're going to need both vaccines now.
And then on top of that, we also got the issue where they're taking it to some extremes where, okay, in Hawaii, there's an eruption and, you know, another volcano. And they're saying certain people cannot, if you do not have the vaccine, you cannot leave the island, right?
When an active volcano.
The residents of the people on the island cannot leave because they have not been vaccinated. Where do we draw the line as people saying this is ridiculous, right?
Oh, either you, so the threat of dying or take the vaccine. They get an ultimatum at this point.
Right? So you worried about getting scared. So you telling me the the life of potentially getting a virus that could kill you or could not kill you, that has a 99, I think it was like a 99 recovery rate. 99% recovery rate. Yeah, 97% recovery rate or some lava. And you telling me you're going to take them 3% chance of someone dying and put that out there versus someone lava. And now it's getting to the point where it doesn't even make sense anymore. It's getting to the point, the fact that it's even gotten to this point is a issue. The fact it's a bigger problem underlying, you know what I'm saying? The fact that vaccines have a side effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the vaccine got a side, if any side effects are a result that your body has been poisoned as it is, right? You know, when they tell you about a new, they say if you have heart disease or whatever, and you get this little pill, the commercial tell you about all the things that can happen if you take it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All those side effects from this thing is supposed to help you stop sneezing. Right.
Well, oh my God, what was it said? It said if I'm taking something for asthma, a side effect does not need to be shortness of breath. That's what I can use for. Oh my God, I forgot who said that, but that had me rolling.
That's symbolic because that's how your body knows it's being poisoned. You know what I'm saying? Side effects aren't normal.
Body gonna fight off. Foreign entities.
Right. Side effects aren't normal. If you ever think about the process of a side effect, that doesn't even make sense. The fact that you took this and it has the potential to harm you after taking it, if it's supposed to cure you, means it's probably not supposed to be there at all.
Yeah.
And your body's trying to solve a problem. How your cycle is supposed to ever end like that?
Right. And so we're putting ourselves into this. Well, I mean, we're already in this mindset, majority of the people. And this is where you have to make the decision whether you want to still be part of this mindset, or do you want to truly stray away from it? Because if you ask me, I'm ready to dip. Y'all can go. You know what I'm saying? One thing I'll say about the vaccine is that some people probably do need it. Some people's bodies are so trash. This
thing. Oh yeah, they system has can't find anything anymore.
What they need, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it ain't 100% this. It's like a 95% this. If you living like that, you might need it. You feel me? But we also know that vaccines also alter your genetic structure. I mean, that's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I know people never paid attention to at least one thing in science class or biology, because they tell you a vaccine puts the virus inside of you in order to prevent the vaccine, mm-hmm. to prevent the virus from affecting you. Does that not mean it's altering your DNA? Is that not how it works? So it's altering your DNA because you're too lazy to do anything about your body.
You get a vaccine and then you go get COVID tested a few months later and then be like, hey, bro, you got COVID. You like,
for real?
I know. To where I see some people celebrating getting the vaccine at this. They were saying, well, I have other people that are in my house that could potentially get sick. And one thing I posed to people, I said, well, have they gotten sick yet? No. Have you gotten sick yet? No. Sound like y'all great to me. Uh-huh. You still walking? You never caught it. Sound great to me, right?
After a year.
And the progressive mindset of the people is deteriorating at a ridiculous rate. Not just aside from COVID, just looking at how the world is operating now, right? That's why everything is moving digital. That's why NFTs are blowing up, because people want to escape what's going on the physical realm, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to create, and people do not know how to actually escape the physical realm to the spiritual realm, to where they're creating a fake artificial realm for themselves. And as we already know,
that was social media is.
Right. But we already know the Caucasian uses the artificial intelligence to reach the peak that they cannot get to, right?
Mm-hmm.
They use it as their scapegoat. Artificial intelligence is their highest chance of reaching full consciousness. Right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we're talking about that, like that movie Transcendence. Oh, but yeah. Went to that AI.
Uh-huh.
Trying to be immortal.
Yeah, and that's how they actually move. That's why they are working so hard on putting themselves in machines, and they're secretly doing the little cryo chamber things and stuff of that nature in order to preserve themselves, right?
Yeah.
And to say necessarily what the future of the people is a very... I'm going to say it's undetermined right now. I mean, like I tell people, the journey is about you and you alone. You can't really focus on trying to save everyone, because everyone, that person has to be willing to save themselves. Mm-hmm. You could get involved in whatever it is. This new paradigm, because every month is something new. I mean, look at it again. Like I told you how timelines are overlapping. We literally going through 2020 again in 2021. Look what just happened with the killing, right? And funny how Black Lives Matter only comes up when someone gets killed. They don't care about the other. They don't care about the other small stuff, right?
Bro, and I think Black Lives Matter, like, actually, the one of the head people got caught using the money, like, buying houses.
Oh yeah, we already know because people didn't know what they was donating the money to.
You say he got caught doing what now?
Buying houses with the money from the donation.
Oh wow!
And I tell people time and time again, they worry about donations. By where the money going, I'm trying to figure out why the dude that funded it is a known racist. And I said this last time we talked about this, about last year. The dude that funded the startup of it was racist as a mug, said Black people are very manipulative and controllable. You want to be a part of something that that person put his money into? That sounds sketchy to me as it is.
He saw means for profit. That's all he cared about.
How people at Black Lives Matter got white spouses. That contradicts your whole point, half if you ask me. Right? And so now we run into a point of where people don't want to acknowledge the hypocrisy and the fact that this system was never meant for you to begin with. I've told people time and time again, you're not Black. I said, again, show me a group of people called the Blacks. And they never say anything to me. And I asked it literally. I'd be like, if you're Black, show me the people called the Blacks. I said, where they from?
Ain't no country named Black.
I said, ain't no people called the Blacks. You go there somewhere, we the Blacks. You say, you sound like the movie. What's that movie with Marlon Wayans? Meet the Blacks?
Hell yeah.
I said, you sound stupid. Everybody else got a country. Ethiopians, right?
Mm-hmm. A place of origin.
Place of origin. You can't trace Black. That's how they gonna keep killing you. Because you claiming Black. That's RICO. But it's not RICO. The person you killing don't exist. You know what I'm saying? You did nothing. They operating on Dr. Manhattan laws. Same amount of particles, dead or alive. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And what this episode is here to do is just to overall make you think. Though we expressed our opinions on certain topics, it's just to make you look at things with a broader eye, like this whole podcast is essentially made to do.
Mm-hmm.
But now more than ever, you should look, everything they show you on the media should be taken with a grain of salt.
I feel like now more than ever, because now the world is so polarized, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And looking on either side of the argument, regardless of whether you support or fail to support the argument, you don't want to get too caught up in your beliefs, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And too caught up in your beliefs can, you know, kind of put a blinder over your eyes, you know, kind of put the hood over your eyes and make you lose sight of what's really important. You know what I'm saying? And what's really important is trying to get to the truth, trying to understand what's really going on outside in the outside world. So, you know, it's not even too much about arguing about proving who's right, who's wrong. You know, at this point, it should be about just trying to fix this BS because we headed down a road, man. I be feeling like we might actually see the apocalypse, bro.
You know, I was talking to my mother the other day, and she said, nah. She said, the aliens, and by aliens, I mean us, the real people in the spaceship. They said they came last year. They said they looked down and said, hell no, and went back up.
And left.
Them on the mothership. These niggas bugging down here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And with that thinking, I do the same thing.
Mm.
What?
But think about it. Put yourself in that perspective. Say you're coming to get your people back, right? And you come down to Earth and you see this. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You realize these people don't even meditate no more. You're like, what? Y'all don't what?
Niggas wildin'.
Right? You come here, you talking about y'all drinking water again? Y'all eating food? Oh, Lord. You know what I'm saying? How far the tree is falling, right?
Yeah.
And so we're going to wrap this episode up, though. But like we said, this episode is to provoke thought. It's all of them are. But this one is just to make you take a step back from everything you're consuming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do the things you didn't do when COVID was really popping. Go within. You need to actually sit inside for a bit and turn off everything. You know what I'm saying? Cut off that blue light for a bit, right?
Mm-hmm. Do not blindly support or reject anything they feed you.
And on that note, we're going to go ahead and close this episode out. So you guys know the drill.
Yes, sir. From Mans to Kings.
And from Kings to Gods.
This has been Fresh Fair Entertainment. Peace, family.
And we outie.